In a special way, I'm warmly inviting all of you to this morning's mathematics lesson.
A primary school teacher begins a mathematics lesson for lower primary classes on the General Education Ministry's Radio Learning Program. The ministry collaborated with the United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, creating the radio program known as On Air Education to ensure children and youth continue to learn while schools remain closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. A number of students and teachers complained the program does not work. Vicky Eno, a senior 3 student at Emmanuel Model Secondary School in Yei, says she's not learning anything from the program.
For instance, mathematics, physics, even accounts, these things are supposed to be done practically. The teacher have to just stand on the blackboard, then they discuss, then you just been pushed to understand. But why can they open the primary schools, even secondary schools?
Yei secondary student Rina KG says she too finds it challenging to follow the lessons.
It's not helping us. Like, you pay attention to the radio, but at the end you find nothing. And when you dial the number, you find sometimes it is busy. Me, I'm an arts student, and the subjects that they teach are mostly sciences. How about us who are doing arts? What shall we be doing with the radio?
Yeno and KG also say radio instructors often mispronounce words and speak too fast while delivering radio lessons. Tareka Patrick, a teacher at Christ the King Primary School in Yei, says he encourages students in his area to listen to the education program, but unfortunately, he says most kids are more interested in listening to music.
Nobody even followed up to see into it that these learners know how to operate this radio. They are now using it for entertainment. When I was coming from my fishing, I found one of my learners who had the radio. The way he was, in fact, dancing, they are interested in music, but they don't listen to the real program. Most of them are not following.
Patrick is calling on the Ministry of Education to train teachers how to monitor and evaluate students' comprehension from radio education programs. Dosman Emmanuel, a teacher at Harvesters Primary School, says poor radio signal prevents many students from picking up the on-air learning program in remote villages of the former Yei River State area, and he complains the program is too short.
It is only for 35 minutes for a lesson, which makes it very impossible for them to cope up with. They have to write, they have to listen. That makes them not to really understand what's going on very well, because they would want to write this, and the instructor is going for the next program. For instance, we have 3 classes, like P6, 7, 8, all being combined to attend lessons at a go, which in actual sense all have different contents of what's to be covered. That makes it a little bit hard for those in other classes to cope up with the lesson for the next class.
Nelson Oduor, Director General for Basic and Secondary Education in the National Ministry of Education, says parents and other stakeholders must do their part to help students learn during the pandemic.
Are properly trained, oriented. So if the teacher is moving faster, we expected the learners to call the teacher and say, "Master or Madam, your speed is high." It needs more awareness. It also needs parental guidance. My advice to the parents is this is the only opportunity. The public health issue cannot allow our children to go to school. We have given the children opportunity to learn through the radio. So if the parents have decided to provide the radios, then they should also supervise the lessons.
Oduor says the ministry and partners are working to distribute more solar-powered radio sets to increase students' access to learning on the air. For VOA News, I am Daniel Friday Martin in Yei.